From a basement in Ealing, a team of ineffectual superheroes casts a watchful eye over the world of nerd. Whenever there's a movie trailer to be dissected, whenever there's a Joss Whedon project to be discussed, whenever there's a squeeze to be squeezed, there will be... The Dork Avengers!
Hello, you're listening to Issue 9 of the Dork Avengers podcast, the podcast which isn't afraid to morph into action and save the kingdom of Hyrule.
Hold on, Pete. We weren't going to talk about Zelda and Power Rangers. We said that at the start of the new series.
We did say that at the start of the quote-unquote new series. But then the episode after we said that, we lost half our listeners. So it turns out that our target demographic was Power Rangers fans and Zelda fans. Who knew?
Well, not ours. But from now on, this podcast is going to be about nothing but Power Rangers and Zelda.
Mostly Power Rangers.
Mostly Zelda.
And Power Rangers.
No, mostly Zelda, because Power Rangers is stupid and rubbish and boring and if... Ow!
Welcome to the podcast.
And now, my friends, I present to you the White Ranger.
So if you are listening to us for the first time, I'm writer, comedian Pete Dylan Trenchard.
And I'm Duncan Heaney.
The adjectiveless Duncan Heaney.
Should we just get on with this podcast?
Let's get on with the podcast.
Which, let's be honest, could be short and sweet.
It might be short and sweet.
Like Jake Lloyd in episode one.
You're half right. No, we have been incredibly busy and you're going to hear about that over the next half hour or so. But it means that most of our regular sections probably aren't going to happen today.
So all you people that ran away, you can come back. We're not doing the same thing again.
Or all the people who keep coming back to us because they know what they like... See ya. No, we're doing this short podcast because we love you, and we'd like it if you loved us back.
Are you trying to get people to send you emails again, Pete?
Well, yeah, I am, Dunk. It takes quite a lot of time to record and, crucially, edit the podcast. Because if we didn't edit the podcast, it would just sound like this.
Pete.
Hang on, I've got a good joke there.
Can you try and say something that isn't racist?
So that's what it sounds like if I don't edit the podcast. Of course, one person who did get in touch with us is Jay Cowell, who designed the lovely logo that you're currently looking at while you're playing this. And
oh, playing this, like listening to it?
Yeah.
So I've been playing too many games. Whenever you say play, I was imagining something that was like a Dork Avengers game. I'm not sure. Probably be some kind of first-person shooter where you blast away all your hopes and aspirations. Genuinely fantastic work, Jay Cowell. Thank you very much. It's spectacular. Although, I would have preferred it if you'd done it as a Spider-Man mask. And
Yeah, can you do me a picture of a Power Ranger, please, Jay?
No! No, Pete. Right, you know we agreed to bleep any mention of Legend of Zelda and Power Rangers?
Yep.
That's going back into effect from 3, 2...
Power Rangers!
Now.
Oh. And also, I'm not sure that we're allowed to use the theme song that we use. I didn't really check when I was... down when I was putting the first podcast together.
Shh, they'll never know if you don't bring it up.
Right. But I have brought it up. So if there's anyone out there who is good with music and stuff...
I'm good with music and stuff.
Go on then, make us a theme tune.
Here they come from their base in the sun. Here's the Dork Avengers here to lighten your day. Woo!
Right, so if anyone can do a better theme tune for the Dork Avengers than that, then please email us, dorkavengerspodcast@gmail.com. We can't... give you money, but we can give you hugs.
And what about with the ladies? Do you get recognised a lot? Has it helped being the young Anakin?
I don't think pulling the Force card would be a really good idea with the ladies.
What do you use? The editing card?
Yeah, I always use the editing card.
So, we've explained that this podcast is a shambles today because of the fact that we've been busy. Don't justify yourself.
Oh god, I've been doing a lot, Pete. I went to my second ever gig. That's one thing.
Wow. Music gig, I take it.
Yeah, yeah. My first gig was a band called My Life Story with my old boss, Sean.
How representative of your life story was their music?
It was pretty good.
I sat in a basement. I played a game. I played another game. And then drank some Diet Coke. Was that their songs?
When you sum it up like that, my life seems meaningless and shallow.
Yes, it does. So what was it? I mean, obviously, your second gig, you're going to want to make it quite a cool.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Trendy gig.
Oh, it was, totally.
Really kind of cutting edge, like.
I went to the O2, formerly the Millennium Dome.
Wow, that's a huge venue.
It was pretty big. I mean, actually, it was the Indigo Club in the O2.
Right, which is the kind of 200-seater. And our curry's here!
Got money. Peter's getting the curry. He's saying hello by the door. Oh, the guy recognises him. This is how serial killers get started. There's flirting. Fish fingers. Pete's giving away our secrets. Hello.
Oh, that was embarrassing. You'll remember that I said to you before we started recording the podcast that on Saturday night I went with a friend to the Indian restaurant that we've just ordered the food from. And when I went in, the guy shook my hand.
Oh, see, that's embarrassing. That used to happen to me at the local Greg's near work.
Yeah, well, when I went to the door just now to get the curry, same guy.
Oh, no.
And he was like, oh, it's you. I didn't know it was you. Oh, God.
Oh, dear. Now they know where you live.
They're going to have a note against me in their books.
Hey, they're like, they obviously like you. You're a big spender.
Yep.
Speaking of which, let's pause this podcast and get currying.
Absolutely. How's the diet going? Well, that was nice.
I enjoyed that very much.
It's a shame I can't ever go there again.
No.
So, the O2 concert. Who'd you go and see?
It doesn't matter, because the important thing was the... Wasn't the act. The important thing was the venue.
And no, I think the important thing is the act, Dunk.
No, it's not. Seriously, it's all about the experience.
It's
all about the act. I could have seen, you know, Engelbert Humperdinck.
Did you?
No.
But, I mean, you're building it up. I mean, who did you see?
It really doesn't matter, Pete.
It matters, Dunk. Our listeners are going to want to know.
David Hasselhoff. It was good. I mean, okay, musically, no, maybe not. Certainly not in tune. But as an experience... It was pretty good. I mean, the first half was new album stuff. Kind of half new album stuff and half kind of songs from the shows. Songs from the shows was weird because at one point he went off stage and then came back on dressed as Hitler for no apparent reason until they managed to get the screen working. They said, the producers. But for that brief moment, there was confusion as to why David Hasselhoff was...
It's a rally.
Exactly. Why David Hasselhoff was on stage in full Hitler regalia.
We've all had some fun and laughs in the first half. Now for the reason we're all here.
You will march with me and we will retake the purity of the German race.
That's the first half.
Yeah.
And in the second half, he played all his classics like... I'll get there in a second.
Jump in my car.
Okay, Jump in My Car, that did become a kind of internet viral hit.
Baywatch?
I don't think Baywatch was his song, though, was it?
I'll tell you, this is how great the second half was, okay? He had kind of support from this group called...
The Hoffets?
Yes, he did, but...
Really?
Yeah. Oh, Dancing God. Girls. Dancing Girls, he had Dancing Girls on every act. They were all called the Hoffets.
Right.
No, it was called the Rock Tenors. At the start of the second half, the lights went down, a red light started flashing at the bottom of the stage... The Rock Tenors.
Silence from Battlestar Galactica.
Technically, yes.
Oh, brilliant.
I believe the red light on Kit was actually shared. So this red light started flashing at the bottom of the stage. And then the Rock Tenors come on and they start singing. Da-da, 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 da-da.
Why were they singing the theme from The Bill?
Now, see, now all I can think of is the theme from The Bill. Da-da, 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 Turbo Boost. No. They start singing the Knight Rider theme.
Reg Hollis sing Kit.
Like that. And then... Yeah, you really had to bleep that. So then, as they were singing the Knight Rider theme, the curtains open, and there's Hoff in a leather jacket, surrounded by dancing girls, with like Knight Rider on the back screen. And then he segues straight into Jump in My Car, and it's an epic moment.
Right. So the one song that everybody there definitely knows, he's done at the beginning of the second half.
Yes.
Rest of the second half sucked. Was it just Jump in My Car again in different remixes?
Second half was kind of classic Hoff. So, a couple of songs. And then, kind of a Q&A session with the Hoff. He sat down in kind of a lifeguard-themed throne. And then people from the audience who'd submitted questions were allowed to come up and ask the Hoff their questions.
Okay, so what kind of incisive questions were asked during the Q&A session?
Did he ever bang Pamela Anderson?
Did he?
No comment.
Right, move on.
Somebody asked him whether he prefers hot dogs or cheeseburgers.
What does he prefer?
No comment.
Really? I'd like to see the Hoff go on Jeremy Paxman. Mr. Hasselhoff, did you ever see a ghost on the set of Baywatch Nights?
No comment.
I'll ask the question again, Mr. Hasselhoff. Did you ever see a ghost on the set of Baywatch Nights?
No comment.
I think you're misunderstanding the question here, Mr. Hasselhoff. Did you ever see a ghost on the set of Baywatch Nights?
Kit, I need you, buddy. Turbo boost away! Freedom! Also, my career's kind of a ghost. At one point, this really old lady came on. Then he kind of held her hand and kind of brought her close for a hug. She burst into tears, which I think is the correct reaction to being that close to David Hasselhoff. She seemed quite overcome. And then one guy...
Well, he did bring down the Berlin Wall.
Oh, yeah. Well, he did that in the concert piece.
No, really?
Yes. In the finale, he did the song he sang on the Berlin Wall, which is called...
Looking for Freedom.
Looking for Freedom, yeah. Thank you. Were you there?
I played as big a part in the fall of the Berlin Wall as he did. Let's put it that way.
Then we just going to get him to stop.
So he actually brought on a replica Berlin Wall.
Well, it all went a bit wrong at the end. So they needed to build the wall while he was kind of starting the song. And then it was kind of a polystyrene wall. And then he kicked the wall apart as he sang the song and threw pieces of it to the audience.
F***ing hell.
And that pretty much sums up the Hoff experience. It was a night I'll never forget, no matter how much I try.
No, Dunk, you keep trying to make out that you went in some way ironically. You didn't go ironically. So don't give it all that, oh, it was rubbish, but I really liked it. Just tell the listeners, I went to a Hasselhoff concert, I liked it.
Listeners, I went to a David Hasselhoff concert, I f***ing loved it.
But you're sitting on the floor eating a Wendy's. You should be running around.
So I get going to a David Hasselhoff concert could be seen as a little bit sad, but it's nothing compared to what you did, is it, Pete?
Well, I went to Hyper Japan, the event at Earls Court.
Okay, is that one of these kind of conferences where you spend money on a ticket and then they send you to what is basically a giant shopping centre?
Pretty much. I mean, it was an event designed to celebrate Japanese culture, as long as by Japanese culture you mean anime or food.
See, I don't really understand the point of these conferences, Pete. I mean, they kind of bug me. Why would you spend? How much was your ticket?
I think it was £10.
Why would you spend £10 to go into basically what is a room full of people trying to sell you tat on a stall?
Well, you see, I went to the MCM Expo last year.
Exactly what I just described.
Pretty much, but with more of a focus on kind of anime and, to an extent, comics, but mainly kind of anime and stuff. And I found it had a really nice atmosphere there.
But when you say really nice, was it kind of thick with the smell of farts and BO?
A little bit, yeah. But there were a lot of people like dressed up and stuff, and they were really getting on with each other, and it just seemed like a nice community atmosphere. So
I don't understand cosplayers either. What a bunch of saddos.
Well, that's always what I thought, certainly. I mean, you know, it was always one of the things that I kept as one of the things I could say, well, at least I don't do that.
So one of the lines I've always considered is kind of, there's geeks and there's the geeks that go too far. And I've always thought cosplay is the line that goes too far.
No, absolutely. I've always thought that too. However, I have no friends. I'm not getting any younger. Figured if you can't beat them.
Oh, Pete. I knew you went to Hyper Japan. Please tell me you didn't cosplay.
I did sort of cosplay.
Oh, for Pete? Really?
Really.
You know what? There are no words to describe how disappointed I am with you right now. I mean, genuinely disgusted and disappointed.
So there are some words to describe how disappointed you are.
I guess there are.
Yep. Yeah, no, I decided it'd be a good idea to, you know, go along, dress up, you know, be a bit of a sense of community. People have recognised me and stuff, and we go, oh, it's you from...
I don't think we have that many listeners to the Dork Avengers in the Japan section, Pete. Why would they recognise you?
Well, actually, we do have Japanese listeners. We have sort of two or three regular Japanese listeners.
I think that might have been a mistake.
I think that was the Gokaiger episode.
Right.
And funnily enough, I went as a character from Gokaiger.
Just to remind people, or people who haven't listened to previous podcasts, Gokaiger is basically the Japanese version of Power
Rangers. It's nothing to do with Power Rangers. Sentai and Power Rangers are completely separate.
Bleeping all mentions of Power Rangers, remember.
Just saying, they're completely separate.
Well, Pete, no, because you showed me the next series of this Gokaiger Super Sentai, whatever it's called.
Yeah, Tokume Sentai Go Busters. It's all about spies.
Wow, gosh, Pete, remind me, what's the catchphrase of this TV show that is nothing like Power Rangers?
It's Morphin Time.
Enough said. Anyway, so you went as a character from Gokaiger.
Yes, I did.
I imagine you went as the cool... main part pirate captain. What's his name?
I did go as the really cool pirate.
What's his name? Captain Marvelous, the leader.
What?
The
one, no,
the really popular one. No, you didn't go as him. You didn't go as one of the women, did you? Because that's just another creepy step too far.
That was tempting, but no.
You didn't go as Milfy Hunter.
I didn't go as Milfy Hunter. No.
So who did you go as?
I went as the coolest one, Don DeGoye.
Oh wait, see, you showed me this film. He was the hilarious, and when I say hilarious, I mean deeply unfunny comic relief who spends the entire time falling over and being generally a nuisance.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, the cap fits.
I bought myself a strawberry blonde wig.
You mean ginger?
Yes. I bought myself a ginger wig, and I went along to it, and nobody recognised me.
Oh, Pete.
Even among the world of the anime fans, Gokaiger is shunned. You know, the sh** that they watch, and Gokaiger are shunned. I mean, to be honest, it probably didn't help that I looked more like Boris Johnson Ranger. at one point, there was a store which was selling lots of plastic robots of various kinds.
Right.
And I was looking, you know, I was like, oh, is there any that I recognise here? And he said, yeah, can I help you? And I thought, I'll risk it. And I said, yeah, I'm looking for some Super Sentai. He laughed for a full minute.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand, so would I, but wow, Pete. So you dressed up in cosplay and you made a total tit of yourself among people who were already making total tits of themselves.
I did, but I spent £20 on the wig, so I'll be back at the next one.
So ashamed.
I know.
Is there a Mrs. Comic Book Guy?
Well, I was married once in an online fantasy game. We were thinking of having children, but that would have severely drained my power crystals.
So what else have you been up to, Dunk?
I'm still flat hunting, Pete. Trekking around London till my feet have blisters, looking at different flats. I mean, sometimes I've booked them, sometimes I just see one I like and knock on the door. Kind of like a clingy Jehovah's Witness. Wow, clingy Jehovah's Witness, there's a thought.
Yep.
I finally found a place, though. It's in Brixton.
Oh, Brixton's quite a cool area.
Exactly, Pete. This is why I think it's probably a mistake that I moved there, because I'm not trendy. I'm kind of like the anti-trendy. Kind of like, you know how matter and antimatter cancel each other out? Just moving to a trendy area is just asking for trouble.
Well, what the hell were you doing looking in Brixton, then?
Some stupid asshole gave me a link to a house there.
You're welcome, Dunk.
Well, it's not that I don't appreciate it, Pete. It's just that, well, if it was anyone but you...
It's just that you don't appreciate it.
Well, yeah, there's that. So anyway, you're going to come to my flat warming, Pete?
Oh, you're having a flat warming party?
Kind of. I mean, it'll just be me and you.
Right.
I asked a few other people, but they said they were busy or in Vietnam or go away, I don't know who you are.
I'll have to check my diary. I think I'm actually busy that night.
I haven't told you what night it is yet, Pete.
Very busy man. Got a lot of power just to watch.
I'm glad I found a place because I've seen some shockers over the last couple of weeks. One place, for example, I went into the room. There's also someone...
Oh, hi, Dunk.
You're tearing me apart, Peter. I don't know why the accent went. They're like, it's Italian, Tommy Wiseau.
Sorry, Tommy, but your princess is on another rooftop.
So I went in, and the landlord was also showing someone else around. So when he went out of the room, I did what, you know, the sensible thing, and I poked around the bed a bit. And I noticed the duvets and all the pillows were kind of piled up against the wall. So I pulled them down. There's this massive blood stain on the back of the wall.
No.
Yeah, seriously.
Did you report it to the police? Or?
No, I just said, I'm kind of interested. Please let me know if it's available.
Then you just went home and played video games.
Oh, yeah. There's another place where there was a massive hole in the floor.
See, I think I'd be too tempted to, like, fix a green pipe to the ceiling where the hole was and then just, like, shove Venus flytraps down it every now and then.
Oh, man. The only way I was thinking of using it was kind of sticking a glove puppet on my hand and then, like, sticking it down so when people were in the lounge, which is directly below the room, watching TV, like, little puppet Fred could come out and go, hello there, I am little puppet Fred, and I'm here to tell you about AIDS. Because he's going to be an educational...
Fred the AIDS puppet.
Yeah, I mean, then they can laugh and learn.
Did the housemates look like they needed educating about the perils of AIDS?
Actually, Pete, the housemates were weird. Have you ever seen that American comedian Carrot Top?
Was he weird personality-wise, or was he just ginger?
No, he... No, he was kind of an anarchist organiser.
But he offered you the house.
Well, I didn't say I was interested in that one. I mean, possibly dead body under the bed. Fine. somebody looks a bit like Carrot Top.
No way.
Hey, Joey, I got some stuff you just gotta try.
What is it?
Pot.
You know, marijuana.
Oh, well, I don't know.
What? Chicken?
Joey's in a jam. What should he do? Cake.
Get a pizza.
Excellent.
Get a pizza.
Get real.
Get
you got it. Let's see if Joey's that smart.
I'm not chicken. You're a turkey.
He's right. Drug dealers are dorks. Don't even talk to him.
Cowabunga!
And onto this issue's film review, which is
not doing it.
What?
I'm not doing the film review.
But the film review is my favourite bit.
Tough.
Why are you not doing... Pete, why?
Well, for one thing, it's massively unpopular. I've had nobody telling me they like it.
Well, I'm always having people tell me it's their favourite bit.
You don't have any friends.
my imaginary ones say they like it.
Fine, your imaginary friends. But also...
Well, I only have one left because the other one touched me inappropriately.
But I'm not doing the film review because I'm protesting.
Protesting what?
Well, the thing is that when it comes to films and stuff, you and I kind of have reversed from our normal roles. Because, you know, in life, I'm the pessimistic one, you're the optimist, in theory.
Yeah.
But when it comes to films and stuff, I'm usually the one going, well, let's give it a chance. And you're the one going, this is going to suck. I hate it.
Well, name one film I was negative about.
Spider-Man.
Okay, well, that's a special case.
It's not a special case.
If you're making a film based off an iconic character, at least try and get the costume right.
Yeah, and if you're doing a film about a character like Spider-Man, make it look like whatever you want. As long as it's red and blue and it's got black eyes.
Spider-Man doesn't have black eyes! He has white eyes and they're gold in this film.
He'll have a black eye when I finish with him. So anyway.
Also, it doesn't look like Uncle Ben's dead in it.
So anyway.
Changed one of the
so
fundamental
anyway.
Parts of the character.
So anyway, you're the...
If Uncle Ben doesn't die, Ow! Okay, I'm stopping.
So anyway, usually you're the pessimist when it comes to films. But this week, that all changed. Michael Bay's got turtles.
Is that some kind of sexual disorder?
Probably. But he's also being given the rights to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles franchise.
Oh,
and he's making a film based on them.
Oh, God. Because Transformers wasn't bad enough.
Yep. And already, you know, when it happened, I immediately had warning signs.
Well, because Michael Bay has never done a film that's... I mean, he's done some tolerable stuff, like The Rock, but he's never done anything that I would call good.
No.
Well, some stuff I would call the single worst cinematic experience of my entire life, and I've seen Elektra.
Transformers 3.
Yeah.
So it's quite bad, but then it was announced this week that in the new film, turtles are going to be aliens.
Wait, what?
The turtles.
Right, like Leonardo, Raphael, Donatello, and Michelangelo.
And Venus de Milo.
Venus de Milo does not exist in this dojo.
She was in... Rangers, therefore she counts.
Stop talking about the thing that can't be talked about!
Can we have our listeners back yet, please?
Please, because I really can't stand much more of talk.
Yeah, they're not going to be mutants or even technically turtles anymore.
So wait, so they're teenage alien...
Ninja aliens. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know, man. It's like saying, ooh, I'm going to remake the shoe people, but they're not shoes. They're gloves.
Or like, I'm gonna remake Spider-Man and give him a completely incorrect costume, change the origin to the... Ow! Okay, and be good.
Or like, I'm gonna remake Banana Man, but he's a teenage kid who turns into a giant banana man whenever he gets an erection.
You're just bitter because your script was never picked up.
Just saying, if they'd have cast someone like Joseph Gordon-Levitt before he became popular, then he would never have become popular.
Because the actual origin of the Turtles...
the one from Juno...
So this is the live-action Turtles, right?
Yeah.
This is, like, not a CGI thing.
Not CGI.
Okay, because it can't be worse than Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 Secret of the Ooze.
Well, no, because Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3 was worse than Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, it's great. They go back to feudal Japan and have wacky hijinks.
I do like wacky hijinks.
Yep.
My favourite kind of hijinks. I don't like wacky lowjinks. They're a bit depressing.
So, yeah, that's happened, and as such... That's why we're not doing the film review section.
You know what, Pete? We don't often agree on certain things, but I agree with you with this. Solidarity, brother.
Podcast on strike.
So, what are we doing instead of a film review? What about some songs from the musicals?
I think we just did what we were going to do instead of a film review. I've just got written down, talk some shit about Michael Bay's Turtles.
I want to do songs from the shows. Meh.
Where's Splinter?
He's been up on the roof ever since he saw your report.
Really? Doing what?
Coming to a decision.
So we may not have most of our regular sections today, but the one we do have is the one that everyone clamours for. New experiences.
No, actually, Pete, it's Forum Watch.
Forum Watch. Nobody likes new experiences, not even us.
Hey, it's a me, a Forum Watch.
Is that a hint, Dunk?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going back to Pokemon forums for the Forum Watch.
No, we're not. It's Mario. It's-a me, a Mario. Wee-hee!
Brilliant.
I'm going to do that all the way through this section.
Should we just get on with it?
Let's. So I found this first forum thread on the Mario forums.
Does what it says on the tin, I suppose.
Yep. So this topic was started by Mario Combined.
Combined with what? I mean, obviously not social skills or a personality.
Well, no, looking at this topic, which is, if you have anything against Mario, post here. Don't hate him, he is okay.
He is okay. You've registered on a Mario forum and he's only okay.
I know.
Also, why are you starting a thread saying, post if you don't like him here, but don't hate him?
I think he's just trying to root out the dissenters among the Mario forum. Kind of like the McCarthy trials of the Mario fan base.
Fair enough. What was it? What does he have to say in his post?
Don't hate him.
Okay, and...
No, that's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Right, okay. So, do the people on the Super Mario forums hate Mario?
Surprisingly enough, Pete, no.
No?
Well, Bloxor, though, is a voice of dissent. He doesn't like Mario. Mario is just so fat. Otherwise, he's fun to play.
Well, this is awkward.
Surprisingly enough, posting "Do you hate Mario?" on a forum devoted to all things Mario doesn't get a hell of a lot of people saying, you know what, I despise that fat f***. He's awful as a plumber. He's awful as a doctor. All he does is go around stamping on turtles. Aliens.
I mean, I've got to say that some of these comments are starting to sound slightly like what there would be on a Dork Avengers fan forum. We should set up a Dork Avengers fan forum.
Oh, Pete, it would just be me and you standing sitting there alone.
Anna, can you set us up a Dork Avengers fan forum, please?
We'll send you a picture of Krang.
Yeah. So Mario may not be hated, but I have got here, why do people bash Peach?
Whoa, people... Well, this is a story of domestic abuse in the Mushroom Kingdom I knew nothing about.
Nywen says, why don't people like Peach? I think she's quite fine as a character. I like using her.
That turned from quite nice to sinister in the space of one single sentence.
Well, the thing is, I think it's pretty much all guys on the Mario forums, such as Demons Keith, who says, could it be because her nickname is always Kidnapped?
I thought her nickname was Princess Toadstool.
Yeah. It is all quite laddish. Dragoon Mason says, because her weapon of choice is a frying pan. Zing. But, oh, you've really got women there, Dragoon Mason.
But her weapon of choice is an umbrella.
Yeah.
Also, the power of crying. Sadly, that's not a lie. There is a Princess Peach game where one of her powers is her emotional state. So when she gets really upset, she can water plants with her tears. When she gets really angry, we call that the period power-up.
Right.
She sets on fire and basically destroys all things in her path.
But you can only use it once a month.
We're as bad as your game.
Super Princess Peach striking a blow for feminists everywhere. With a frying pan, apparently. It just continues. Skittley says, because she's a dumb blonde who can't up security for squat.
Well, okay, that's said in a very offensive way, but the guy has a point. I mean, how many times do you have to be kidnapped before it's kind of your own fault? If there's a guy in the kingdom who continually kidnaps you, forcing your plumber, let's face it, employment-wise, probably bottom of the ladder, to come out and rescue you, stop inviting him to bloody sporting events. And so we move on to a different forum. This is the Super Mario boards. You know how we always have characters like, what do you think about this character? What are your favourite characters? What are your least favourite characters? We always encounter those threads on topic. Buster Baxter asks, characters you're neutral towards.
Oh, what? So this is basically just all those posts that we usually see where someone wades in and goes, don't really have an opinion on this. This is the thread for those guys.
Yeah, this is purely that. I have no feelings on this. Let's discuss it.
I'm surprised to see names like Donkey Kong and Bowser brought up, because that to me implies that the games aren't doing their job properly.
Yeah.
Because you're kind of meant to hate them. They're the bad guys.
Except in Donkey Kong
2. Except in Donkey Kong 2, where he's a good guy.
Yeah. And Donkey Kong Country.
Yeah.
And Donkey Kong Country 2.
Yeah.
And Donkey Kong Country 3.
Yeah.
And Donkey Kong Country Returns.
I think they get it, Dunk.
And Diddy Kong Racing.
Duncan! Princess Peach, Daisy, Rosalina, and mostly every other girl character, to be honest. I'm not sexist, they just don't really interest me.
Yeah, but what do people on the forum have to say?
Magus says, pretty much everyone except Luigi, Bowser Jr. and Cudge.
Who's Cudge?
You know what, I think I'm going to go out on a limb and say I'm indifferent towards Cudge as well.
MNSG says, hard to say on my end. So even in a new thread about, I have no opinion on this,
they still struggle to find about opinion. Having no opinion.
Yeah. Smasher says, oh yeah, I've gotten to be more neutral towards Luigi.
Hang on, no. You can't have more neutral. You're either neutral or you're not.
No, there are different degrees of neutral.
No, like, there's not.
Yes, there is. Are you saying that Smasher is a liar? You're saying that Smasher, a person who posts regularly on Super Mario boards, doesn't know what he's talking about?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Oh,
yeah.
Fair enough, yeah.
See, Takayo is getting onto the stuff that I prefer.
Oh, yeah.
Which character do you hate the most? Well, Takayo says, pretty obvious who I hate most.
Yeah. Wait, no.
That's all we've got to go on.
Huh.
Pretty obvious.
So, Luigi Super Duper Fan, who I believe is a fan of Mario.
Yeah.
Says, who is Bowser's wife? His argument is, if Bowser Jr. is Bowser's son, who is his wife?
Rhea Perlman.
I think he's making an assumption there that Bowser doesn't necessarily have to have a wife for him to have a son.
No.
I mean, there's adoption.
Or just steal a baby.
Yep, or just good old-fashioned premarital sex.
Someone said that, you know, who said that Koopas need a wife to produce? And Magus says, you sound ignorant of basic biology right now. Everyone knows that giant lizard men need a wife to reproduce. to which LoganoFan20 says, haha, you missed point. I think it was more, haha, you missed point.
Bowser, how's your sex life? So I thought of this one theory about Mario being Mario's last name thing. Says Ultra Mario barely coherently.
Oh yeah, because in the films they have the bit where it's like, so you're Mario, and you're Luigi Mario.
And then you're Mystery Mario.
Yeah.
Call back to old episodes. Episode 2, I believe. Or 1.
I just edit this shit, I don't listen to it.
Go back and listen if you haven't already.
Yeah, please do. It ups our download stats quite a lot.
Can you stop begging our listeners? I get you're desperate for hits and human contact.
Can you read and review us on iTunes as well, please?
Actually, no, that is important. We would appreciate you leaving reviews.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a couple of reviews, but one of them's Jay Cowell, and we've just mentioned him for doing the logo. Thanks very much, Jay.
Brilliant logo, love it. Still would prefer it to be Spider-Man.
Still, yeah, or Power Rangers.
Don't. No, stop it.
And the other one's Tom Mayu, and he's only commenting because he's got two podcasts of his own that he wants us to listen to. Tom and John Take Over Your Ears, and Mayu and Kempster Pop Culture Thingamy Bob. So go listen to them, but then come back and listen to ours, please.
And what were we talking about before we got
distracted? I don't know.
What else have we seen on this? Have you seen anything else on this forum, Pete?
Yeah, Twist says, why is everyone attracted to Mario?
Because he's manly and studly, and he's the only human in the entire world, yeah, apart from Peach.
Super Mario 25... kind of pins it down really when he says maybe he has a good personality, which he hasn't really got one. Or maybe his thing is big.
Well, actually, I'm looking at this picture of him here and I don't think he has a thing. It might be underneath his pot belly.
Yeah, I know what that's like. And I don't know why you've brought this one up, Dunk.
Well, this is still on Super Mario boards, but it's kind of one of the off-topic threads.
Right. Well, we don't really want to go on the off-topic thread, so we'll just close this one down.
No, this is a discussion me and you have had before. Tattoos on women, hot or not?
Hot.
Not.
Hot.
So not.
Hot.
It's like, if you have a Lamborghini, why would you put a scratch on it?
Yeah, but sometimes, like, you know, like, the joy that you get, right, from picking up a magazine, and you look at all the people, and then you'd, like, draw little moustaches on them and stuff?
That, you know what, I do still enjoy that.
You do still enjoy that?
I still
that.
Do,
right.
Do that sometimes, yeah.
Right, so if you're with a lady who has got a tattoo of a person...
I don't know, I wouldn't want to do a lady with a moustache.
No, if you're with a lady who has got a tattoo of a person on her or something...
Right.
Like, say she's got a tattoo of a mermaid.
Ariel from The Little Mermaid, or
yeah,
just a generic
yeah,
mermaid.
Yeah, fair enough.
Well, she is hot.
Okay, imagine this, right? Ariel from Little Mermaid.
Right.
Give her a long white beard. And that is the appeal of women with tattoos.
I don't even know what that meant.
So, hot.
Not. And I should say, the Mario forum actually agrees with me.
But I suspect if we went on the Metallica forum and started the same thread, they'd agree with me.
Do you remember that chat up line I had in that metal bar we went to that one time?
No.
Went to a metal bar with all these kind of metal girls. And then my chat up line that I tried to get you to say and you wouldn't do it was like, call me Magneto because you're metal and attractive or something.
Yeah, and the reason I wouldn't do that was because it was shit. Also crippling social anxiety.
Yep.
So, in conclusion, tattoos on women are hot.
Not.
So that's Forum Watch.
Hey!
I used to do Shakespeare and wear tights, you know, but now I'm playing this little character that bounces up and down in a game.
Luckily, although we've been busy, we do still have time for the New Year's resolution section.
Yes, how is your resolutions going, Pete? Let's think, what did you have? So, what were your resolutions, Pete? Comedy, you were going to get back into stand-up comedy. You've done that. How's it still...
I've done it. I'm
still going good?
Yeah, slowing down slightly at the moment. But if there are any comedy promoters listening who, you know, would like to offer me a spot, then please get in touch, dorkavengerspodcast@gmail.com.
Anyone listening to this is not going to give you a job as a stand-up comedian.
But no, I actually did, for the second time in my comedy career, I did King Kong at the Comedy Store.
Yeah, which is, I guess, for people that have never been or experienced it, it's basically gladiatorial comedy combat. Basically, you have to last 5 minutes before you're booed off by the audience.
Yeah.
First time I was there, backing you up, giving you moral support. and somehow miraculously you still managed to make it for the full 5 minutes.
I made it on two cards. The first card went up when I said, hi, my name's Pete.
Yeah, that was me.
And the second card went up about a minute in. I'm pleased to report that this time I did it with no cards. And I actually have video of that. If you go to my YouTube page, youtube.com/MalibuPete, you can see it.
You can also see a fantastic video of scenes from the show which must not be mentioned, synced up to McFly's Thunderbirds.
It was Busted Thunderbirds.
Busted Thunderbirds.
Yeah, get it right.
I'm sorry. It's still shit.
I just want you to know that this isn't representative of my comedy. That usually I'm quite funny and stuff. When I don't have Dunk holding me back.
Yeah, Pete, you're great, which is...
I am great, yeah.
Which is why...
Really good at the comedy.
Yeah, which is why you basically got told you were the biggest shambles and you suck like a teen girl behind...
Don't bring that up!
You suck like a teen backstage at a Bieber concert.
Why'd you have to bring that up? Fine. The following week, with all the same jokes that I did at the Gong...
See, they were old by that point.
They were old by the time I did them at the Gong.
So you did this gig after the Gong.
Yeah. But it was a gig that had a panel of judges.
So you were performing in front of a crack team of comedy professionals.
No, they were just acts who have been on the circuit for a year more than I have. And I did my jokes.
Joke?
I did my joke. The one about me being a nerdy loser.
That is the sole joke.
But then, the judges came on afterwards. And they really ripped into me.
What did they say, Pete?
First of all, he was like, oh... Well, you know, you've clearly got yourself a persona sorted. I haven't.
No.
That's just me.
When Pete goes on stage, he says comedy in the style of it. He's basically a lovable loser. Well, no, he's not lovable. He's basically a loser that has no success with the women and likes power.
Yeah, it's just me. And it was like, but you don't have any jokes.
Well, yes, you do.
There are some jokes.
Yeah. Well, a joke.
There's a joke. And then the girl one. On the panel.
The girl one.
Well, she was the girl one because she was just like, oh, I'm the girl one and as such I don't really understand the geeky references. Sorry. That was it.
The joke you make isn't about the geeky stuff. It's about you and your love of geeky stuff trying to react to everyday situations.
Yeah.
It's about you. You are the joke.
I am a joke.
You are the joke.
I am a joke. Yes. Oh.
But the audience laughed, right?
I don't remember the laughter.
You just remember the pain.
There was a £100 prize for the best act of the night. Didn't hang around to find out if I'd won it. No. What about your first resolution, which I believe was to play sport?
Yes, I started.
Have you?
I bought FIFA Soccer for the Xbox.
Right. Fail.
Damn it.
Okay. Any progress on Dragon's Den?
You know what? I could say yes, but it would just mean that you'd just trot out that annoying Hilary DeVay impression. So I'm going to say no.
Oh. I was really looking forward to doing that.
Yeah, but if you weren't abysmal at comedy, maybe I would have let you.
I've got a York, love.
Don't make me stab you. So what else was yours? Let's have a think. Oh, you promised to stop falling madly in love with random people.
I'm actually doing quite well at that.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I've been watching a lot of Star Trek The Next Generation recently.
Right.
And it's really put me off women.
Why?
Well, because the main two characters are kind of the mumsy Beverly Crusher.
But also, you know that Wesley once came out of her vagina, therefore it's tainted.
Exactly.
It's tainted with the stink of evil.
She has a tainted evil vagina. And that's not just Beverly Crusher, the actress Gates McFadden also has that.
Yeah.
By virtue of playing the character on TV. And also, Deanna, why is there a therapist on the bridge, Troy?
So she can say, I can sense the people in that exploding ship. Are distressed.
And I know that some of our listeners are Troy fans, and I'm sorry, but really, though.
Do you know what I used to love about Star Trek? The most underrated character was William Riker.
Oh, William Riker's a twat.
Well, pre-beard, yes. Post-beard, he's awesome.
Even post-beard, he's kind of a twat.
Really? Well, it was my understanding that when he grew his beard, he suddenly came from a lame character to kind of Captain Smooth.
That was my understanding too, but he's not so much Captain Smooth as Captain Sleazy.
Yeah, but I mean, there's still lots to love in TNG. You've got Data, pre-emotion chip.
He's not meant to have emotions, but quite often he acts as if he sort of does.
Yeah, but that's just Brent Spiner being incapable of... I mean, if you ask Brent Spiner to...
The problem with Brent Spiner is he's just got too much love in him. But no, I am enjoying it. It's just that it's incredibly unerotic television.
Well, I suppose it's better than kind of giving the people who are watching it false hope that one day they might see or touch a woman.
And then, of course, there's the shared last resolution. The diet resolution.
Let's move on to a different... Oh, no, okay, we have to address this.
It's not going well, is it? I mean, we've already had a curry during the podcast.
Pancake day was especially bad, Pete.
Oh, really?
For lunch, I had a mozzarella and chicken pancake.
Awesome.
So microwave, so all the mozzarella melted and was all stretchy inside the pancake.
And I guess as long as you didn't have anything else that evening.
And then for pudding, I had Kit Kat and dairy milk pancake.
Kit Kat and dairy milk pancake.
And chocolate buns.
I keep doing all right for like a couple of days. But then I'll be on my way home and I'll be in Tesco and I'll go, well, why not have a Ginster's peppered steak slice in addition to my dinner?
Because they're not very nice. Oh, we went to Spaghetti House the other day, the London Italian chain.
Yeah, and it sounds bad on paper, but I actually feel they were really trying to help with our diet resolution.
Yeah, maybe they'd listened to the podcast and they thought, let's give these people tiny portions.
Yeah.
So that, you know, they don't ruin their diet.
I mean, look, I don't want to sound like a stereotypical fat man.
Do you know?
Yeah. But if I pay £5 for an apple strudel, I don't expect the apple strudel's anorexic twin.
And when I order a starter, I don't expect it to be bigger than the main course.
So, basically, Spaghetti House, not good.
Yeah. Also, we were ignored for the whole evening, and then they tried to fiddle us on the bill.
We got ignored for the entire evening. We had to wait about 20 minutes before we could get their attention to order a dessert.
Yeah, after the really bad main course and the slightly crappy starter, we still went for a dessert. There's no hope, is there?
There's not. So, all of our resolutions are going badly in some way or other.
Yeah.
We have this idea for a sitcom.
Sitcom, half hour. The Rikers in space, their wacky Uncle Data, their little dog, Worf. Two of us, yeah. Unlike the Titan, probably.
Being funny.
Yeah. And we're dead serious.
Yeah. Well, they haven't got any kids.
No.
Because she got married too late to have kids.
No, but we could adopt, like, alien kids from
really?
Other planets. Yeah, don't you think we...
I don't want
you
kids.
You want to have kids
I want
show.
Dog. I want a dog.
Oh, you and your freaking dog.
So, that's about it from issue 9 of the Dork Avengers podcast. It's been a strange one.
A little bit.
I'd like to apologise for everything that's happened in the last 30 to 45 minutes after editing.
And I'd like to apologise for everything that's happened in the last 28 years.
27 years for me. Please do get in touch, dorkavengerspodcast@gmail.com.
Seriously, if you do that one more time, I swear... Actually, no, please do get in touch. We do want the correspondence. The iTunes thing too, especially.
dorkavengerspodcast@gmail.com. Listen to the Tom Mayhew podcast as well.
But not until you've rated ours on
iTunes.
And,
like, go wank off Jay Cow for doing the logo.
But not literally, because I don't think he'd appreciate it.
He might appreciate it.
Well, he'd be flattered, but, you know, I think...
Look, if you're a girl one listening to this, go and wank off Jay Cow. If you're a boy one, go and listen to Tom Mayhew podcasts.
That's very noble.
I suspect that Tom Mayhew's getting a lot more out of this deal than Jay Cowell is, to be honest. So what have we got coming up in the next one?
Yeah, in the next issue, I create an evil clone of my co-host Peter Dylan Trenchard, but keep him around because, frankly, he's more entertaining than the real thing.
And I'll be helming a Michael Bay-style remake of Tommy Wiseau's The Room, but with a human in the lead role. We've been the Dork Avengers. Goodbye.
Bye.
DorkAvengersPodcast@gmail.com.
For f*** sake.
And so we come to the end of another pointless episode in the lives of our socially awkward duo. But remember, wherever they speak of geeks, wherever they've heard of nerds, you'll find... The Dork Avengers!
When I was at university, I saw Keith Harris Norville do an adult show.
Yeah.
I mean, when I say adult show, it wasn't like... Keith Harris, like, stripping off and, like, Orville, you know, doing a little flirty dance.
Cuddles the monkey just spanking him on the nappy. Oh, you like that, don't you, Orville? I do like that, Cuddles. Now, calm down.
It was nothing like that.
Nothing like that.
It was just Orville and Keith Harris doing jokes about sex, which somehow is even less attractive.